Good morning, my dear sisters and brothers. We are already in the 17th Sunday in ordinary time. We have three parables in our gospel reading today. The first two parables describe the importance of the kingdom of heaven. In the first parable, Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in the field. The treasure here symbolizes Jesus. We need to give up all material things in order to possess the buried treasure that is worth possessing, even if it means giving up everything else. In the second parable, Jesus proposes that the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearl of great price. He goes and sells all that he has and buys it. This parable teaches us that we are to place everything we value in the service of the pursuit of the kingdom of God. The third and final parable that Jesus proposes in today's gospel, the kingdom of God is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. The kingdom of heaven is compared to fishing with a wide net. After the fish have been collected, the good fish are kept and the bad fish are thrown away. So too, in the final judgment, will the bad and the good will be separated. We must be ready and let go our material things and let God. We must give up and let go many valuable things in our life in order to follow Jesus, the hidden treasure. The greatest enemy of the better is the good. The greatest enemy of the material wealth is the spiritual wealth. We cannot let go the material things. We cannot just let go, but get and accumulate. The kingdom of God must be our highest priority, no more and no less. It must be our ultimate good and goal to enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is at hand. It is already, but not yet. After listening the three parables, I have two questions for your reflection. First, what are your priorities in life after listening to the three parables? As parents, employees, ministers, students, and parishioners. Second question, are you willing to give up your material things in order to secure the hidden treasure? Be honest, examine your hearts and minds, and find out what you treasure most and what are your top priorities right now. Thank you for listening.